The following may not be true. Any and all illegal activities should be assumed to be the fabrications of trained improvisers and taken as entertainment. Any offensive views or opinions discussed are likely the result of an inability to process context and intention over predisposition, and are not endorsed by any current or potential sponsors. In these cases, it should be assumed that the offensive material is likely the result of an emotional masochism within the observer. We assure offended parties it is not necessary to contact us in thanks. It is our pleasure to fulfill your want and need. Should the offended still feel the need to contact us, please do so at unopenedemail@yahoo.com. Thank you, and enjoy. Life.
With guitar!
858. BC checking in. Broasted, we're calling it. Why are we calling it broasted? Good question. Well, all the guests today were on the roast. So, okay, Parkway Theater here in Pittsburgh in McKees Rocks. A great supporter of local comedy, by the way. Go see them. Open mics every Friday, and routinely they do shows. Their guys teaching classes that do their, I don't know what you want to call it, graduation shows. All kinds of stuff. So either way, check out Parkway Theater. But they had a roast at the Parkway Theater, and it was no big deal, but it was funny that they were accused of being misogynist or having not enough female representation. Point is that's why we call it broasted. That and broasted is a real thing. I guess that's how you make chicken. A certain way, it's like a pressure cooker fried chicken. Ooh, I got a message. Anyway, 858 BC broasted with Cass Goodworth, a first timer here, guys. Take it easy on her. Chuck Lewis and Blake Scala. I think the last roast was, yes, it definitely was wrestling themed. Chuck, who is a giant, was Andre the Giant. Blake was Birds of Some Sunny in Philadelphia reference. It was awesome. And Cass. Who was Cass? He's the athletic WWF wrestling. I don't know it. What's a luchador? You know a luchador? That's like the Mexican one with the mask. What is that? Rey Mysterio. Anyway, they're fun. They're themed. They're go get them. Today's show is in no way affiliated with or sponsored by Subway Pizza. Subway Pizza, you say? Subway Pizza. We said. They're not just for sandwiches and pedophiles, guys. They've got pizza. It turns out, if you're in Pittsburgh, you know there's lots of pizza everywhere. Why would you go to Subway? Ask Blake. I guess there's reasons, and you'll find out in today's episode. Subway Pizza. Jared didn't eat those. All right. With no further ado, let's get into the episode with today's guests, Cass Goodworth, Chuck Lewis, and Blake Scala. All right. I'm on this Peacock vape, dude. What's yours called? Vanilla Ice Peacock? Ice, baby?
I'm on, I think I got a Juicy Bar, dude.
Juicy Bar is the manufacturer or the flavor?
Oh, vanilla ice cream.
Vanilla ice cream, dude. You could knock a predator out with yours, though. You know what I mean? And that's good in your case, because you're around a lot of weird folks.
Knock a predator out?
What do you mean? It's a big old battery, you know what I mean? You could whomp somebody with that. It's like holding brass knuckles.
That wouldn't hurt.
I thought you meant, like, let them hit it and then pass out.
Oh, no. I meant violence, dude.
They keep a little compartment for your GHB in the elf bar.
You could jab someone in the eye with yours, though. It's like a little shank.
That's true. We shouldn't underestimate the abuse.
We got to take this in the backyard, have you guys fight this one out.
It's all reusable.
Do a smoke ring contest.
Me and Douglas have fought before. Hasn't turned out well for Douglas.
That's true, dude.
He headbutted me in the nose.
He gave me a bloody nose, dude.
I gave Nightingale a bloody nose.
Did you really?
It was an arm wrestling competition.
Has anybody heard from Nightingale? I tried to get him on the podcast. He didn't fucking answer.
He's been around.
Did you hit him in the nose, or was he just trying that hard?
He was just trying so hard, his nose started.
When you were arm wrestling him?
That's
nuts.
I thought we should go to the hospital or something.
Brain aneurysm.
Arm wrestling. Fucking vein pop.
His nose might have done some more work that night than just arm wrestling. You know what I mean?
You know what? It's all added up.
I think
that's why he won. Into arm
I
wrestle.
Think he was so confident. Yeah. I was like, he's probably gonna beat me, right? He mows lawns or something, you know. So like, he's probably strong.
Dude, I arm wrestled Sean Fulton, I think, at the.
He's probably strong.
He is, dude. We were all at Blue Dust. You remember Blue Dust, don't you?
Yeah.
So there used to be this mic called Blue Dust. It's by the railroad tracks over there down Homestead.
Yeah.
And after like the Improv, some comedians choose to go to that bar or the Owls Club. The Owls Club's like a private place, so they don't have to be bothered by the fans. And then Blue Dust is the joint where it just blows up after a show. You know what I mean?
Terrific mic venue.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, because he had to walk like through the mic to come into the, you know what I mean? The stage was like at the front door. Anyway.
It's not a great place, part of town down there.
Point is we was down there, and Shane Gillis was the party, you know what I mean? And he was just challenging everybody to physical tasks, and we were all just a bunch of stupid kids being like, what does he want people to do? You know, and next thing you know, me and Sean Fulton are arm wrestling, dude. It was a stalemate forever.
Like, Shane Gillis is going to respect me if exactly. I win this arm wrestle, and he's so like, look at these fucking retarded clowns.
I didn't see videos of Knighting racing.
Oh, dude, he won that race. I don't care. I was there, and Knighting knows it when I say it to him. He's like, he turns his head. He doesn't want to say it himself, but I think he won this race that they gave to, God, it's killing me. I don't know her. I can't remember her name right now. The other girl who works there.
Alyssa?
Alyssa, yeah. She was obviously very quick.
Yeah.
She's an athletic woman. You know,
beat her in a foot race.
I think that's so, impressive, dude. Damn. It was like by a nose, though. You know what I mean? And they gave it to her.
He's got power. He's got like short power.
Yeah, dude. You know? He's explosive.
Exactly.
That's what I'm saying. He's explosive. What I'm saying. He's like a fullback. Knighting, dude. Yeah, that's funny because he was in a race that night too. Stupid boys love a good pissing contest. What do you girls do for fun?
That I don't know. I'm sorry.
Cass Goodworth, everyone.
I don't.
First timer here.
What do girls do for fun?
Yeah, dude. Cause
see the Barbie movie.
Boys like pee on each other in the shower.
Who can see the Barbie movie more times this weekend? Come on, gals.
I've got three outfits, but there's only one Barbie movie. You got to see it three times.
I've seen people on the internet calling men Kens now, or Ken somethings, rather, blah, blah, blah. Barbie is inspiring women to talk shit, which is good.
Oh, yeah. I bet that movie's great. I still got to see it.
Still got to see it. We saw the stupid Oppenheimer
movie
instead.
You guys didn't see it? You didn't see Barbie?
Did you see Oppenheimer?
No,
my mom asked me, and I said no. I can't sit through a 3-hour movie.
It was way too long. I'll give you that, dude. I was like, sweet, they blew the fucker up. Nice. And then they're like, let's continue.
I fell asleep for Barbie. So like,
yeah, dude, I was packing up after the bomb dropped. Uh-huh. All right.
So was Barbie cool for you because you had Barbies? Because like when I see Lego movie, I'm like, cool, because I had Legos. You know
I didn't
I mean?
Have Barbies. I had Bratz.
Oh, Bratz. Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah.
Okay, that does make sense. No Barbies now that you in my say house. It. Now that I see you in headphones, Bratz makes a lot of sense.
I liked Lego. I just watched Lego movie for the first time like a week ago, actually.
Say which Lego one? Aren't there a couple of them?
There's like Lego Batman.
There's Lego movie.
There
there's Lego
far.
Something else. Star Wars. Dude, it's a franchise.
I played the games.
The games?
Lego Indiana Jones.
They always had the Indiana Jones at my orthodontist in the lobby.
Nice.
So I was like, yes, my braces are getting tightened, but I get to play Lego Indiana Jones.
That one came like free with the Xbox 360 for me.
Yeah, that's what
everybody had that game.
Well, I had to wait till the dentist. So
did you ever
your parents couldn't afford the Lego game, huh?
No. Did you ever have a giant eagle when they had the Eagle's Nest?
What's that?
Where your parents would dump you off.
Oh, so bad. I never went in.
You'd play a video game for 2 hours, and you would never see that video. Game again.
Yeah, wow. They have like the best fucking computer games there. I'd look at them longingly through the window, and my mom would make me do the grocery shopping with her. Like, she didn't want to get rid of me. It sucked.
And she's like, go find the cheapest mac and cheese. And you're like, yes, mom.
Yeah.
Dude, that's the move, though. If you're a parent, that's what I'm going to make our kid do is fucking go get shit, dude. I'll be like, all right, you've got jelly, peanut butter, and bread. I'll see you in the fucking produce. You know what I mean?
I just remember the Eagle's Nest fingerprinting me. That's like a formative memory.
I don't know.
Multiple fingerprints. They're doing footprints.
You're like, how about I just sign his belly? You know what I mean? We can confirm it's me when I come back. No fingerprints, dude.
You remember Eagle Video, dude?
I wonder how easy it would be to be a kid and be like, that ain't my mom. I'm staying.
You know what?
I'm finishing fucking Mario Party 4. I got 2 stars up on Yoshi. I'm not leaving.
Not
the Eagles
leaving,
Nest.
Dude. That's this not is my the most mom. Lives I've ever had at this level. You know what I mean? I got 3 lives left. I'm just about to end it.
That's not my mom.
Because you could never beat a video game. You could just get a taste of it.
Dude, I had cousins who could beat like Mario 1. You know what I'm talking about? Like Nintendo.
Yeah, like
that. Like you. Like, it's really hard to do, you know what I mean? Because there's no saving. There's no saving, you know what I mean? So you just got to beat it.
You just got 3 lives and go.
Yeah.
That's fucking nuts.
You ever heard of Ghouls and Ghosts, that old game?
No. You would beat it. What was it. That one on?
It was like one of those old games like Mario 1. Like
Nintendo or something.
Yeah. Yeah. But when you would beat it, the bad guy was like a mirage and you'd have to beat the game again. And then what? You could get the true ending. But like, same thing. Like if you died, you got reset. But like, you bought that game and you finally thought you beat it. And they were like, try again. And it's harder, I think. See, it's like there's more ghouls than ghosts.
That's ridiculous, dude. That's ridiculous. I remember my big upset was I had an RC car game and you would win trophies, right? And I was like, okay, if I fill the whole trophy case, I beat the game. I beat, because the last trophy is the last race, the hardest race. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I get golds, all of them. You know what I mean? And then just sends you to another race, and the very end trophy just blinks again each time that you win. So you're just like, so there's no end. There's no end at all, dude. I couldn't beat the game. I don't know.
You had no internet to even research if the game was beatable.
That's
just
true,
you
dude.
And the game.
It was just you and the game and the rumors at school. And like, does anybody else have Excitebike? And they're like, nah, dude. I'm like, damn it. I'll never know.
There's that first time I don't know, did you guys ever play Minecraft?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, a little bit.
I immediately feel autistic when the word Minecraft comes out of my mouth and I start talking about it. But you could play on like hardcore mode where if you die, that's just it. So like,
so you build a character.
You could literally like get so far. You could build so much shit and then damn, that first time hits hard.
So
like,
do you get to loot people? When you kill people, do you loot?
No, it's like you're fighting like zombies and stuff. There's nobody else playing. It's like a single player. Like.
I've always seen some really cool Minecraft like internet stuff like where guys will make friends on Minecraft. They'll walk characters walk around. They'll go in their house, and then there'll be like a secret room that's just full of swastikas and stuff.
Secret room.
You're just showing people around. Like, oh man, you've really done a lot of work around here.
Yeah, this is the exact blueprint of my house, actually.
Oh fucking A, dude! Well,
dude, the death that hit me the hardest were like. In RuneScape back in the day? Do y'all play RuneScape?
I have no idea.
Oh, yeah.
Finesse?
My landlord.
Yeah, they finesse. Like, that's how you...
Follow me. We're going to kill this boss and we'll get a bunch of good stuff.
Yeah, and you're
we
like, look at me.
This
I met...
area that I couldn't go back through. The first monster I saw killed me, took my shit.
Yeah, dude.
Goodbye.
You'd make these people and
they were
like...
Just, yeah, they were finessers.
Dude,
they're finessers.
I had a guy who...
I've never heard that term, dude.
They were con men,
that's
dude.
What they really
they
were.
They were con men. I had a dude who... Like, we had like a week-long relationship. We were buddies. Oh, we were getting on every night.
I got so tried funny. Pretty quick.
He built up the fucking trust and then he's like, yo, let's go fucking do this thing out in the wild. It's bring your best stuff because we got to be ready. You know,
are you there, Gila Monster One? Are you there?
But yeah,
what was his handle?
They just take you out into the wild and kill you, dude.
Put you down like a dog.
Dude. So they're serial killers, but on the internet, dude.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah,
that's fun. I like that aspect of it.
My landlord still actively plays RuneScape. That's like his thing.
Really?
Like every day, like that's what he gets home from work and does.
Is that a computer game?
Yeah, it's like an
not
online game.
It's not on a
game,
console at all.
But, oh, no, yeah, it's all online.
Apparently, there's like some cape you can get or something. It's like really hard to get.
Shit.
People will pay people like $500 to get them the cape or
it.
Something. And my landlord's brother can get the cape, but he won't get it for my landlord.
Oh, damn.
Is that fucked
dude,
up?
That,
yeah, they're fighting about the
that's
cape.
Some...
Give me the fucking cape. It's my cape. You pay the rent, I get the cape. Yeah, like,
fix the water heater. Give me the cape. Yeah.
That's how he pays his rent for the month he gets in the cave.
Dude, that's so fun. Well, I'm glad that I'm kind of kicked my video game habit. You know what I mean?
I'm not, dude. I wish I still lived on there.
It's like
I had a real life girlfriend who would get on RuneScape and we would go on dates.
Well, that's
all right.
I like that. You're spending quality time, dude.
Go to the market, but yeah.
You guys could finesse together. People together, dude. That'd be cool.
Yeah,
just take her out to the woods.
I didn't have to like hang out with her in real life because I was putting in all the work on RuneScape.
Oh, no. But did you
want to go on a date? No, let's go on a RuneScape date.
She's like, you want to come over? My parents are home.
Let's go catch lobsters.
Let's go catch lobsters, dude. This game sounds dope. You can catch lobsters?
I mean, you can do anything.
Or is it good graphics or is it bad graphics?
It used to be bad graphics, but I think they updated them now. You can get them to look
yeah, I missed the bad graphics.
Yeah.
You can go back to
something about that simplicity, dude.
Oh, yeah. I think you can.
I can't believe I've been in the dark about RuneScape this whole time. Do you play or just your landlord?
He just talks about it a lot.
I'm a Mark plays. It's been bringing up bad memories for me because my buddy
Mark still plays that.
Yeah, yeah.
Jimmy?
Yeah.
Nice. We'll zoom. I might have to get on.
We hop back on. We'll start a squad together.
Yeah.
Hey, get a little clan running, dude.
I'm just gonna be a baker. I'm not even gonna like I've always wanted to do that.
I've always wanted to be a baker.
My buddy like hacked my account and turned my guy into just a bot that would like chop wood, so he would earn money. But then they'll like ban you because they'll be like, you're inactive. Like, this is a background bot. And I lost my whole account, dude. Terrible.
Well, you were a background bot in their defense.
That's fair.
Guilty as charged.
You weren't
charged,
putting in the hours.
Dude,
I was just to learn how to be a real lumberjack.
Yeah, I wasn't there clicking it myself.
Did you guys play Elden Ring when it came out? Or were you?
No, that's another computer, I would assume. I was
no,
a
it came
person.
Out. It came out literally like a year.
It was like a the Dark ago. Souls.
Yeah, it was like the new Dark Souls. Everybody, it was fucking crazy. It was so hard. But there was like this guy that I went to college with. For like one, I don't know, we met like one time and one day he just got on when we were playing Elden Ring and just gave us like millions and millions of dollars in the game.
Dude, what a
and
move.
And then like we just like played the game because, and then we never played with him again.
Come on. That was like a take you out for fucking Pokeball.
But I mean, we definitely wouldn't have kept playing the game without that money. So thank you, Yuki.
We appreciate you. Thanks, you.
That's too bad. You guys did that to him. We for the record,
offered.
I'm on Yuki's side, dude.
Yeah. He offered.
You guys should have went out.
Justice for Yuki,
in
dude.
And throwing the money at us, dude.
I think you owe him a sushi roll or
Wait,
something.
Wait, how do you know this dude in real life?
He went to Florida State, but he actually got bullied out of Florida State, which is crazy. I feel like you don't see that happen.
This story's just getting sadder.
Florida would be his place.
Was he in a fraternity?
He's been bullied
his
whole life.
No, he was like really big on like.
He finally thought he found acceptance with us in Elden Ring.
Yeah, and then we never played with him. He messaged me the one day, and like me and my boyfriend just like looked at each other, and we were like, ooh, just and like he started appearing.
It's
offline.
Awkward when your boyfriend's there, you know.
Oh no, I mean he was there when we got the money from him too. Like it was all in good fun, but we were just like, we're not playing with this guy.
Yeah,
he was real big on like the FSU like. They make like a huge group chat of like incoming freshmen in a year. It's every year. It's wild.
Oh, they rate the
people
chicks?
Don't know how to act. Like people are ruining. They're like,
is that what they're doing? They're rating people?
Rating?
You said they make a list of the freshmen that are coming.
No, they make like a big group chat on this app that like any incoming freshman can join. And then they just
sounds like what I said.
I don't know, it gets bad.
Like, let's get a look at these things.
I mean, that's
what Facebook was when it first came out. I'm old enough to remember Facebook out, dude. It was like only for colleges. And one of the first things was relationship status right underneath your picture. So it was all like, it was like original dating app, dude. People were like, fucking.
That's what it was all about. It was all about, for Harvard dudes meeting Harvard chicks.
Right, dude. Didn't work out for him, though, I heard. Yeah. So,
was Mark Zuckerberg married?
I don't know, dude.
No one ever talks about his wife.
Oh, no. Yeah, I think he has an Asian wife, actually. But do you know who, not him, but, God damn it. No, I lost it. There's another fucking, never mind. I fucking lost it, dude.
Something about Bezos?
No, it was it's kind of along those lines, but it wasn't Bezos. Oh, it's what's his name? The IBM dude. You know what I'm, Bill Gates.
Bill Gates from
think
IBM?
About this. No, he started IBM, right? Bill Gates? Or
it was Microsoft.
Microsoft, but I think it's the same thing.
Probably.
The M might be Microsoft. I don't know. The point is he used to have this thing with his wife where once a year he got to go on a week-long vacation with his ex-girlfriend on an island he owned, dude.
Wow.
Can you imagine?
How much money do you need for that fucking deal,
kidding.
Dude?
What Holy a deal, shit. Dude. That's nuts, don't you think?
We're just friends, babe.
Yeah, dude.
We're just still friends.
She knows me really well, you know, like better than you. So, like, I need to go spend some time.
My coworker, like my best friend at work, she's on vacation with her ex-boyfriend right now. They like live together. He's rich too.
Well, does she have a current boyfriend? Yeah, does she have a current boyfriend?
No.
That's all the thing. Yeah. See, that's the difference. This guy's wife is just being like, whatever. You know what I mean?
True.
But their whole thing's probably fucked.
Me and my ex are going to Epstein Island, baby. I swear I won't cheat.
Yeah, dude, I'm just, you know, I'm there to network, you know what I mean? Like, there's a lot of...
I'm not going to fuck her. Can't say I won't be fucking, but...
I love that guy killed himself, by the way. Definitely.
Bill Gates.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Yeah, that would be fun.
Breaking news. Bill Gates has killed himself.
You heard it here first, dudes.
Ghislaine Maxwell was in... the prison in Tallahassee. I literally lived like down the street from the prison she was in for like.
Wait,
six
she's still alive?
Are they protesting?
Jizzy,
well?
Yeah, dude, she's
I
fucking.
Think so she's just like there. We free Jizzy. Passing, like, hey.
Free Jizzy, and what was your area?
She's down in Florida.
3203
3203
yeah.
free Jizzy.
Free Jizzy
if you down the 3023.
We should bust Jizzy, her out. Dude, she's doing just fine, I guarantee. If she's not hung herself with her panties, she's doing just fine in prison. You know what
if
I mean?
If he wouldn't have hung himself, would we even know her, you think? Would we even talk about her? Or would we just be still talking
after
about
he got done hanging himself, which happened.
We needed somebody to yell at. That's what she became. I mean, what she did was definitely bad.
We were neighbors for a
supporting
little bit.
Supporting her man.
I heard Jared Fogle was like way worse than you'd think he was. Like, oh, way worse. Like,
I mean,
looks like
yeah.
a
yeah. Have any of you guys watched the... They made, like, a little docu series on it or whatever? I haven't seen it. It's ridiculous.
Give me the deets.
Like, well, it's just, like, bad. It's just not good. First of all, it's not a good documentary. And they interview this one lady who's, like... Who definitely, like... slept with him and then is trying to act like she didn't. Like she's like, Jared Fogle said all these weird things to me. Oh. And then I went to his hotel room and like he was even weirder. It's like, dude, what are you, shut up, lady. Like,
I heard that. She was like, the only reason I went along with it because I wanted to trap him. I knew he wanted
but
to.
But she didn't.
Kids.
She's backtracking. I hate her.
Yeah.
I did hear about that.
Yeah, actually. Dude. Yeah. Jared was weird, dude. He got jiggy with it. You know what I mean?
I heard some of those messages he was sending. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Now it's all coming back.
It's all coming back to you?
He did look unsettling as a person, yeah.
He lost all that weight for a reason, I guess. You know, he wanted to get the top-notch kids, dude. He's in prison, too, which is crazy. You'd think they would, he's probably in protective custody, I guess, or something. Like, you know what I mean? Because otherwise, they would just kill him in prison, right?
He had a weird jawline.
Weird jawline?
Yeah, I'm prejudiced against people with weird jawlines after him. I think they're all pedophiles.
It makes sense. It's genetics, dude. It's craniology.
That part of the jaw pushes up on the brain that makes you want to fuck kids.
I wonder if he gained back the weight now that Subway's
not. Ooh, that's a good question, dude.
It's unrecognizable, getting fat.
His last meal.
I'm not Jared. Remember, he got all skinny from the Subway sandwiches.
They just let him out of jail.
They dropped him because he did one wrong thing.
He's an innocent man, that Jared, but I am not him.
That's definitely not me, though. But I would forgive him if I knew him, that's for sure.
He's like, Subway put something in the sandwiches that makes you like kids.
I wouldn't doubt it, dude.
They've had so many scandals. They were, what do you call them, like publicity things? Like the tuna wasn't real tuna.
It was a publicity stunt. Jared Fogle raped kids. It was a publicity stunt.
They got a scandal.
They had a PR guy in a meeting.
Are you sure this is the move? Yeah.
Yeah. You know that guy? You should see what we've been doing to him, dude.
And now look, what's the number one chain in America? Or Subway, dude. Anyway.
Let's overcome all that, though. Kid fucking guy. Oh, like all the
fucking yoga mats and the bread, dude. They're untouchable.
What's a yoga mat?
Too much sugar in the bread, too. There's like plastics in the bread, pretty much.
Yeah, there was a whole thing that came out. Like they're using the same ingredients that go into yoga mats in their bread.
In the Subway bread?
Yeah.
I used to dream of getting like just the bread. I thought the bread was so good.
Dude,
the place smells great.
The flatbread's like a little yoga mat. You know what I mean? It's pretty good.
In France, they don't even call it bread. They call it pastry because there's like legally too much sugar in it over there.
Yeah, but that's because they're pussies,
good.
Dude.
It's just delicious.
They're not into the beatus like we are.
Sugar in your bread? You fucking
don't go to Subway after this.
Yeah, dude. There's one right down
Maybe
the
that's part of it. There's a publicity stunt. Is every time someone starts talking about Jared Fogle, everyone's like, fuck.
It's smart.
Anyone else craving Subway right now?
Teriyaki. That sounds good
right now.
Cold cut combo on fucking wheat bread, dude. I'll go for that. Yeah.
Dude, I used to slam the pizzas they had there.
They had pizzas?
They had pizza.
Subway?
Yeah, that does not sound like
get some chicken on the pizza. I mean, they were little frozen things they put in their little toaster ovens that they, you know, toast the bread with.
Sure, it was good enough, but it was not like, you know, Pittsburgh's got a lot of good pizza, dude.
I wasn't in Pittsburgh at the time.
No, oh,
Subway
I see.
Pizza.
Yeah,
that's Subway place, pizza, that's dude. Joint, 6 dude. Grams of fat.
Did you get
or
to like
less,
pick your toppings? Like,
yeah.
Oh, that would be fun, though. Yeah. They do the whole table.
So they were kind of ahead of the game on that old place.
pizza. That's good. I like that.
I don't think I still do that.
Now that I know I can get banana peppers and extra cheese, I'm down. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Dude.
Maybe tomato slices? What?
Have it your way. Is that even the Subway?
The margarita white pizza? Crazy.
If I was like, do you guys want to get a pizza? And somebody was like, let's get it from Subway. I punched them in the face.
No, but the thing is, they were personals, though. Let's all get our personal ones. Start arguing about toppings, and then, no, let's go to Subway. We all get our personal toppings.
Nobody has to argue about the cheese or the pepperoni.
Right.
Everybody gets their own little Subway pizza.
You all make a sacrifice.
They were fucking good. You guys never had them, so you don't have an honest.
Okay. You're right. We're throwing stones.
I definitely had one.
Did you really?
Like, it was better than like a Little Caesars pizza.
Yeah.
Well, it was better than going to Little Caesars, which isn't saying a whole lot.
What they do for the poor Americans of this country, dude.
I had a lot of their dog shit, but yeah, the Subway was better.
Fucking COVID kind of killed Little Caesars, dude. You used to be able to just walk in there and buy like stuff that was hot on the rack, you know what I mean?
It killed 24-hour
dining,
dude.
Yeah, that, now they're like, you call it in or use the app and pick up, and that's it.
Nice thing about that place is you could still go in there with $5 and get a whole pizza.
Exactly.
With money back.
Exactly, dude. Pepperoni pizza even, I think.
Yeah.
Fucking A, dude. Fucking
COVID killed the fucking 2:30 Eaton Park rush.
Oh,
yeah. You know,
yeah.
After the bars after closed. Dark, when, yeah.
After Parkway, we used to always go down to fucking Eaton Park or whatever, and that was fun. Friday night, kind of wrapped up the weekend, just fucking got some pancakes. Some fucking
there's nowhere to go
hash browns. Sorry, I really get off on breakfast.
Hell yeah.
Don't you think America's got the best breakfast?
Yeah, we got... Oh, I don't know. The English breakfast is pretty good, dude.
For someone who's been nowhere else...
What do they do?
It's like 8 things. You get like... it's like roasted tomatoes, beans, toast, bangers, mash.
Bangers? What are bangers?
That's the sausages.
Okay.
And mash is just mashed potatoes.
In what? What's this in?
It's an English breakfast.
From where?
England. Like Britain.
Oh, where is England? Oh, yeah, it's.
England. I like a little taste of everything.
Beans.
Everything's
I'm not
touching
beans
each other.
In my breakfast.
It's like baked beans. Little Bush's baked beans in the morning. Little hot dogs in there.
Start
good.
Off the morning right.
Oh yeah, a little can of Bush.
I hate to derail this, but I was going to ask you: did you get that email for the stats?
No, I'm wondering.
We need the data.
I'm waiting.
Yeah, dude, that's fun.
I heard based on the data that 75% of the Pittsburgh comedy scene is male. That's the only bit of the data I've heard. But I think it's higher than that. It's got to be.
I would say. I mean, Cass, you go out pretty regularly, right?
Yeah.
I would say you and maybe, 4 other chicks go out pretty regularly?
I'd say like 5, at least 5, right? I mean...
We were trying to count it up the other day. And
there's a ton of
like, what do you define as regularly?
Yeah, if you're going to count people who come once a week, then it's
three,
a lot of people.
Maybe
it's
at least
pool,
3 times a week regular? Was that?
I'd say that's good. 3 times a week.
Know. Like, I could see it being like 25 women and 75 guys.
I feel like it's probably more than you guys think it is. I feel like it's like at least 7 or 8, maybe. I mean, like, I don't want to start. Should I start listing off?
No, we don't need to be doing that.
That's why it's like... Think about it. There's like
either way, the data is going to be fun. It's going to be fun when it comes out. And
what's the data?
It's just basically to like see demographically how much everyone's getting booked.
A local,
who's sending it to you?
A local comic,
Seneca Stone.
a local comic, fucking got. I mean, a lot of us were basically chatting it up on this post, and basically it was controversial as to if there was female representation on the mics. So
let's be more specific. They were talking shit on the roast for having an all-male judge panel, and it became a whole...
It wasn't a whole thing. It was just people bickering on the internet.
But little did they know.
Yeah.
We had a female judge the whole time.
Yeah, they had a female judge. Females have won it the last 3 times, I believe.
Yeah, they do dominate the competition. Yeah, like, usually.
I spent a good 8 hours writing out my potential response to these things. But it was basically like, the roast... thus far has been like 80% like the Parkway open mic show.
Yeah.
And then like 20% people Chuck can drag on. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And how many girls come to Parkway? 4 or 5? They've all been on the roast fucking multiple times.
Yep.
2 have judged.
Yeah. I mean, they roll through all the time.
Yeah, we're going to have more. Like, now that we have 5 judges, we can put more people on. You know?
Well, no one's ever... all I'm saying is it's really funny because if you really wanted to say it as opposed to that opinion as you could say, look, formerly trans, bisexual, and their roommate decided to have a roast. And the roast was won by a woman, judged by a woman, and the last two were won by the same, a different woman. And she's a lesbian, and the whole thing is just like, what the fuck? You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, yeah. Person,
but anyway, so because of that, he was inspired to just go look back at the show posters for the last like 6 months and just count up and do the math. Well, so evidently there's a spreadsheet out there.
I want to see what it
floating
looks like.
Floating around.
Yeah, dude. Yeah.
It's interesting.
I want to see that. A lot of shows that are just men, because there's some shows that are just three people. And then, you know, it's harder. Like, not every show's eight people.
Well, like, it can be shows that are just men sometimes. It doesn't, like, I don't ever want to, like, I feel like the post in particular that we're talking about was really missing the point and is kind of damaging towards women comedies
really
more than
it
is, like, beneficial. Like, for me, I would never want to be, like, booked on the show just because, like, I'm the one woman or something. Woman. It's like, if anything, you should just use maybe the fact that you have a disadvantage. You should just use that to, like,
and it's not like help it's not you? Like it's hard to get on that roast. If you get a hold of you or
just ask
Logan,
me. I'll put anybody on.
Yeah, I mean,
we're scrapping for people
when we want to ask a woman.
Yeah, you need like 16 people, don't you?
Blonde Abby Elias to like be a judge in October. It's going to seem like we did that just because of that post.
No, it's not, because you have track record of
having
been on the roast 3-4 times. Yeah,
yeah.
Ooh, I almost name dropped again.
One of those
person who made the post will say, "Yeah, I did that. That's why they're booking women now." But
yeah, that's the only thing.
I don't think so. I don't
think
so.
Think it's her because of her.
I think,
but whatever.
She literally messaged me and said, "I got a woman on the judge panel." I was like, "Bitch, step off of my shit. Like, you have nothing to do with this."
Yeah, I don't know. Ooh. I would say, and this is.
Didn't want to talk about this. I'm getting fired up.
Maybe this is what it is. Sometimes people self-sabotage because they don't want to be responsible for their own outcome. You know what I mean? And I think that there are less people in the room than there were when she started, oftentimes, you know, doing comedy. Yeah. And you can blame it on the audience. And we're the audience a lot of the time. You know what I mean?
Well,
she's
not even trying to do comedy as a career. Like, she literally said, she has openly said, this is just a hobby for me. So it's like, why are you even like that?
Yeah.
Like, step back. Let people who are actually like, you know, I don't know. Like, I was talking about with somebody else and we were like, I don't know. I don't want
to
say it.
Cool. I wasn't really trying to get into all that. I just wanted to see if you got the data, which you don't. So
no,
let's see
no
that.
Data.
I bet
That'd
the
be
data's
great.
Pretty fair. I would say that if you took the, what do they call it? The caucus or whatever they call it. You know, when the government counts everyone?
Yeah.
Isn't that? Yeah. If you took that and figured out the demographics of Pittsburgh, I bet it would be disproportionate representation comparatively. Like, because white people, I guess, white men make up, I would say 50% of the population at least, right? You know what I mean?
At the mics?
No, at like,
in
Pittsburgh.
I think
in
it's
Pittsburgh,
more
in Pittsburgh,
than
in Pittsburgh.
In probably, Pittsburgh. Yeah. Probably a little more, but yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So like,
I guess there's white ladies too, yeah. But yeah.
So I'm just saying,
a lot of honkies.
If almost every show has two women, that's still disproportionately large number comparatively to the population of the city. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. I'm just saying, I bet it's pretty even. It'll be fun to see the data. Anyway, I'll get off of that.
I just think about the comedy scene population. And just, you know.
All right, new topic.
Yeah.
Do you guys use Facebook Marketplace or Craigslist? Any of that shit?
Definitely Marketplace. I use Facebook Marketplace.
Yeah. Do you message
Craigslist
people
guy.
Or do you just?
Yeah, I like fire off. Like, is this available?
That
you know?
You're the worst. Don't do that. You have to type.
Well, and then like if I.
I'm already mad
I'll
at her.
I'll follow
Chuck.
Up, but I also am one of. I'm sorry. I like. Have too much anxiety to use Facebook Marketplace because once I like am not interested or something or like somebody's trying to buy something off me, I just like mute the conversation.
You
and
have
then just
like
pretend,
performance
like,
anxiety about it. You're like,
I don't know. I'm just like, I can't ever talk to this person again. I can't even read the
you
message.
You can't close
like,
the deal.
Like I'll like text somebody like, I'm sorry. Like I just like I'm not selling it anymore. And then I'll just like mute the conversation,
awesome.
Delete it, and don't like look.
What
at
kind of
it
stuff
again?
Are you staring at in your living room that you don't want?
Nothing. I don't even know what I was trying. I like very last minute moved here from Florida when I moved here, so I was trying to sell like my couch, a dresser, like. A bed frame, and then I don't know. People are shitty on Facebook Marketplace. Like, people are just like me. Nobody wants to answer. Mm-hmm. Like, it's hard to have a conversation with people. I've maybe successfully bought one thing.
I had a shitty one. I bought a motorcycle carburetor. You know what I mean? And I didn't get it from this guy because he was a bitch. But I contacted the guy on Facebook, and I go, "Will you take?" I believe I offered him $90 for it or something like that. You know what I mean? And he was like, hell no, blah, blah, blah. And I go, and I shot him a screenshot of a bunch of them on eBay for what I was offering. You know what I mean? And he's like, the first one's a cheap Chinese knockoff. I'm like, yeah, but the other two have numbers right next to them that say I could buy them right now. So whatever. And then he goes, those aren't even the right motorcycle. And this is where it gets fun because I knew what I was doing and he didn't. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So I go, oh, is this not a Keen FRC flat barrel vacuum pumper carburetor, 42 to 31 millimeters? And he's like, so how much you offer? You know what I mean? Like, so anyway, yeah. The whole point is marketplace is fun, dude. You got to get out there and fire off.
Yeah.
Cass is doing it.
I test drove a car that I saw on Facebook. Right.
And you said you couldn't go for deals. That's
like,
I'm
getting kidnapped. It was like, oh my God. It was like a manual Ford Fiesta. And the guy, I met up with the guy in the Millvale subway parking lot. And he like gets there and he has like stuff from like a tree in his hair, and he's like not addressing it. And I was like, he said on the Facebook post, he was like, interior.
It's because he didn't know, dude. He just got rid of the last body in the woods.
He sleeps in a tent, man.
He was like, the car interior is beautiful. I get in, it's
so smooth.
You can't even. He has shit in his hair, dude. Oh my god,
like leaves all over the floor of the car.
They were like, oh, it's bad. But
you can't even feel the bumps in this car in the trunk. Why don't you get in the trunk? I'll start driving.
That's how smooth it is. It's crazy. Groceries, it just rides the same. You know what I mean?
Dude, I like Craigslist, dude. People are showing up with guns and a buddy on Craigslist to get a fucking acoustic guitar. Yeah. Showing up with three deep.
I got $500 on me, dude. All right. You don't think I'm not going to carry my assault rifle?
Dude, we got our apartment on Craigslist, and while we were moving in, I kept thinking, like, someone's going to come up and be like, what are you doing in my house?
Shit. Somebody did that.
That happened to Logan.
Yeah, it's a common.
Was it Logan? What?
Someone showed up to Logan's place and was like, I signed the lease. Right. I'm supposed to live here. And they were like, you got scammed. Like some lady was trying to move her whole family overnight.
Ooh.
This lady just found it on Facebook Marketplace, and a guy was just like, yeah, it's my apartment. I'm subleasing it. Send me money.
Here's the craziest move, dude.
Here's the best scam I ever heard, and it's terrible because it happened to someone who used to do comedy in Pittsburgh. She moved to New York. It was Claire Donaher. She put a reel up about it. Some guy asked to borrow her phone,
I saw that.
And then Venmo'd himself $1,500.
Oh, wow.
There's nothing she could do. That's fucking insane. It's such a good scam.
That is a good scam.
I'm never going to give anybody my phone ever again.
Is it right if I can go, can I just make a phone call? And you're like, I'm just going to walk over there.
Because
And then you.
Yeah, and I'm such a pushover. I'll let you walk fucking 200 yards with my phone.
Yeah, dude. I'll watch you, but I'm not going to eavesdrop on your conversation.
I had a homeless lady come up to me once. I didn't know she was homeless. She just wanted to borrow my phone. I thought she had to make a call. And then she started playing Halo by Beyonce and just singing in the street with my phone. I was like, oh, shit. Like, I was like, I got to get on the bus, like, trying to get my phone back off of her.
That's so funny.
I thought she was a lady.
Just listening to fucking her.
She's
jam,
like, can I borrow
dude.
Your phone real quick? I was like, absolutely. It's like, hey.
She's like, this has been stuck in my head all day.
And then at the end, I was like, all right, Beyonce, I need my phone back. She goes, I fucking hate Beyonce.
What?
I know. I was so confused.
Killer, dude. What an ass.
I know, it didn't even make any sense.
That's perfect. See, we need more of that in Pittsburgh, dude.
It's crazy. Cool.
That's a good kind of crazy.
People are all against the homelessness problem. I'm like,
as long as they're cool.
Dude, that's a lot of fun. A homelessness problem? Cool. Come on.
Problem. More like.
Dude, I was going into work the other day. There was a pile of human shit next to the trash can and a man jerking off on the ground next to it.
Are you kidding me?
That's the kind of fun you only find with a homelessness
problem. You saw a guy jerking it, dude?
Yeah.
Oh,
next
wow.
Next to a pile of poop.
And like multiple people did, too.
I still
got to
check that one off my scavenger.
Like me and my coworkers got there over like a 40-minute range, and everyone saw this guy jerking. He was just out there for an hour.
Yeah, it's like another person walks in, and then the person's like, you guys see that guy jerking off? Like that shit out there?
I saw him an hour and a half ago. He's still out there.
Wow, dude. That guy's got stamina.
Must be some good shit.
Yeah, dude. He's taking them like gas station dick pills, you know what I mean?
He's taking opiates is what he's taking, dude. Yeah. He's got a numb penis.
Jared was telling me some good story the other day about how he was getting on the bus and some lady like asked him for money and he was like, I'll get like $10 out of the ATM for you. Jesus. And then like a line started forming. Jeez. Of
Jared
people
makes
asking
$11.50
him for
an
more
hour,
money.
Dude.
What a crazy
and
guy.
Then like at the end of it, he was like, no, I'm not giving anybody else money. And this lady afterwards, he was like, listen, I'm sorry. I already was giving money to somebody else. And she was like, I'm not mad, but I am angry.
Just disappointed.
Then he gave her $300.
Yeah. He said he tried to give someone his
Jared's
shoes.
Too nice
and
of a
they
guy,
were like,
dude.
No.
He's too nice of a guy. That's just all...
Jared's poor as hell, dude. Nah. He's impoverished.
You guys need mopeds, dude. I think the fucking Pittsburgh scene needs a fucking moped gang, dude. You guys could all show up together, roll around in a circle out in the middle of the street. You know what I mean?
No, we should should buy one of those drinking bicycle things.
What's
and
that?
Just all the comics go together.
The bicycle bar.
Go from mic to mic. And
that's the mic, dude. We just jump up in the middle. It's like, free show. All you gotta do is pedal. You know?
They already got that. Fucking Matt Light got that bus, dude.
No, this is the new Berg.
This is a new pedal bus. Trolley. People are like, I gotta work off my drinks. That's a good idea. I don't think so, dude. They're gonna want to sit in the Berg bus.
There's gonna be some fuckers who stop pedaling, and then like other people are carrying the weight.
Yeah,
I don't want to name names, but like
women. Oh, I'm.
I was gonna say Chuck.
Oh yeah. They gotta.
I almost did a spit take here. Now.
They gotta have electric wheels on those things, right? Because bikes can get electric.
Yeah, there's no chance that the people pedaling is actually
it's the
moving
only
the
thing.
Vehicle.
It's
they're
the
just
only thing.
People and they're looking like idiots.
People are fucking pissed drunk and you're like a mile and a half from them.
Everybody's passed out. Come on, y'all. We got a traffic jam here. We got a line.
Half the bridesmaids are blacked out just on the bar.
All right.
Come on, Susie.
We're doing tequila shots. Everybody, wake up.
We're 2 blocks away from Tequila Cowboy. We can leave you on the sidewalk there.
They have to have a mechanic at all times because sometimes, let's be honest, fat people. They break the tires, dude.
They break everything, dude.
They got a punt.
Chuck clocking in at 350. These fat bastards out here.
Say, what if the pedaling actually did control it and everybody just like generated so much speed that the pedal was
flying
like, down the highway?
A bunch of Tour de France bikers, terrorists.
The football team shows up or something and they're like, let's do a sprint, dude.
I guarantee there's going to be a video eventually of like one of those going wrong, like turning down a really steep hill or something.
Like, dude. Oh my God.
Like a fucking bridesmaids party or whatever. Bachelorette party. Like
catching air like in San Francisco.
Just flying off. The tiaras everywhere.
They're taking their last shots. Oh, fuck.
The brakes.
Pretty sick.
We should get one of those and like jump it off into the lake.
Take it onto the highway, river. Dude.
Go around.
Dude, those electric bikes will go fast, man.
I want one of those so bad.
Those things are
it's
quick.
$1,000.
Is there a river version of that? They have a river.
They
version?
Have a pontoon
have
boat bar.
Boats,
but I don't know if it's pedal, is it?
I don't know. I don't go on boats though.
You definitely don't want to trust people on the water with just pedal. Like, Susie fell over. Everybody pedal faster. We're turning around and going upstream to pick up somebody who's in the water. That's
not get her back on the boat. We're losing power without her.
The rivers are cool, dude. You're not even from here. You're from Florida.
No, I'm from here.
Oh, are you from here?
Yeah.
All right, okay. So,
Skywalker call. Should we get him on?
Yeah,
the
get him on. Open him up. Put him on speakerphone and put it next to the microphone. You know what I mean?
What up, Sky?
You're on. You have to tell him he's on regular episodes.
You're on regular episodes right now. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How are you doing? How's everybody there?
Oh, we're great. We got Aaron, Chuck, Cass Goodworth, me.
First timer, dude. Cass, first timer, dude.
I think I owe Chuck money for sandbagging the roast. I think I owe him like $25.
You don't have
the costume paid for it, dude.
Yeah. It's fine.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. You dressed up like Goldust, which is great because I forgot about it, but he was like the flamboyantly evil gay.
I did feel a little racially charged.
Possible, and I pulled it off.
Yes. You were. Sky was trying to get as close as he could possibly get to blackface, and he's like, this wrestling tournament, this is my chance.
It was, dude. It was black and gold.
The hardest I ever laughed in my life is watching Sky haggle with this lady at Michael's about all the stuff he needed and then complaining when it was $42.
You got to go shopping with Sky?
I watched him try on tights at Ross Dress for Less.
Fuck yeah, dude. We broke into the dressing room. How gangster is that, dude?
Yeah, we did break into the dressing room. We just opened up the big metal door that was blocking it.
What? You're just showing yourself around? Nice, nice. Well, I didn't see your roast performance, dude, because I'm not a real good friend, actually. Cass, you saw it. How bad was it? You're a judge. So are you, Blake.
It wasn't that bad.
You all were judges. Let's be honest. Let's do let's run it back on Sky's set. Sky, do you remember what you did?
Run it back on Sky's set. Don't do drugs before you're set.
Good advice. Good advice. Good advice. You hear that, kids?
Yeah, he was out there.
Our key demographic's about 8 to 12-year-olds.
They need to hear this.
Yeah.
Man, I don't think there's no such thing as humble champions, dude, anymore. When guys win something, there's a little bit of bragging. Maybe one or two photo ops.
She did post herself sleeping with it.
Non-stop, dude. They're burning up the belt, dude. It's getting greasy. It's going to take forever to clean.
Don't worry, dude. Is it the same belt?
Is it always the same belt?
Same belt.
Nice, nice.
That's going to become the second place belt for the losers.
We're getting a nicer belt.
And we're going to get a champions
official
for the next one.
And just think about how many pictures they'll post with that one.
This one you're going to be able to actually
win. Dude, you got to get a hold of Matt Light. I'm sure he knows where to get a good wrestling belt.
That's true. I was just going to Amazon, but I wanted to kind of get a custom one.
Yeah, see, that's what I'm saying. This guy might know. He's a man about town.
I'm
going to
drop like $120 probably on a really
nice one. I'll tell you what, the whole experience leading up to the roast was amazing. Me and Chuck not having a clue how to use our phones, getting some Chick-fil-A sandwiches, harassing every new hire that worked in Robinson. I swear there was not one person we met that day that wasn't at their job for 2 days.
The fucking worst. Dude, I went to McDonald's the other day, and I went to go open the door. It was locked. I went to the other door. It was locked. Somebody went in the door that I went in that was locked. I was like, how the fuck that happened? Went back to that door. It was locked. Then that same lady comes out the door that was locked, and she goes, they ain't serving nobody. And then I was like, fuck, dude. So then we went to the drive-thru. You can't find good help anymore.
Aaron Douglas trying to get into the McDonald's.
It's too bad, except for at Chick-fil-A, man.
Dude, that Southside Burger King, they just abandoned the store.
Yeah, dude.
They don't even close down, dude. They just let the tickets fucking
all four of them
print.
Walk out. They're like, we're going to smoke a blunt in the car.
Yeah, that was a good
day. Go ahead. I said they'll go smoke a blunt in the car, and then they'll be like, I don't want to go back into work. And they all just leave.
The manager's like, yeah, dude, let's go to fucking Wendy's. And then they all drive. They all go drive there.
The Chick-fil-A that we went to in the mall had to be by far the saddest I've ever seen them. Nobody was happy to be at that Chick-fil-A.
That's too bad, dude, because Chick-fil-A is usually the bee's knees.
Yeah, they're usually all full of gumption there.
Yeah.
I mean, when you go through the drive-thru, they say things like, how can I pleasure you today? Like, that's
it's the Lord's work, dude.
And then they hand you your food, and you're like, thank you. And they say, my pleasure.
So you pleasured them.
Chick-fil-A's about to go downhill, dude. They just hired the head of diversity hiring and shit. They opened some
Really?
They're like, they're not going to be all anti-gay anymore, and the chicken's going to fall off. I'm calling it. I don't even eat chickens.
They're gonna
I don't know how it is.
Yeah, they're going to have rainbow fries next month.
So what you're saying is that chicken will no longer be boneless. It'll be bone-in.
Boy.
Yeah, that's what
you nailed. You nailed it, buddy.
Did you need a little diversity there, dude?
Did you need something, Sky?
How can I pleasure you, dude? I'd be all over that. You want to know? I've got answers, dude. Pick your head in here.
What the fuck is he talking about? So, Sky, what were you calling me about?
I was calling you to let you know that you're a horrible cocksucker who never calls any of us back.
Dude, my parents haven't heard from me in 3 weeks. Okay, you get calls.
Don't bring your parents into this, dude.
I'm saying you get calls back three times more than my actual dad, who's having a health problem.
Okay, I'll say it for him. I love you, Blake, Dad. I love you. I hope you get better. What's he got, dude? Leukemia?
Oh, we don't need to get into that.
Jesus Christ, Sky. We're on a podcast. We don't want to talk about.
All right, Sky, we love you. Goodbye.
Got to golf sometime. Do you golf, Chuck?
Skywalker.
Yeah. I've been a couple times.
What about you, Cass? Can you hit a ball?
I hate golfing. I don't even like mini golfing, honestly.
Well, that sounds like you're not invited.
Oh. All right, that's fine. I would have said no anyways. Fuck mini golfing.
No, dude. Sometimes we go hit balls before the podcast. That's fun.
Ooh, hitting balls.
Zevon invited me mini golfing with like Claire and somebody else or something, and I was like, I would go if you guys were doing literally anything else. Like, I said no because they were mini golfing.
I should mini golf. I'm terrible putting. That'd be like good, like happy, you know? Happy can putt.
Yeah, exactly. That's how they taught him, yeah.
Yeah. Chubbs was his name. Also a Florida man.
Lost a hand
to a kid.
That would be more beneficial to just like putt on some green or something, you know?
What?
There's no fucking windmills on a regular golf course.
Oh, well, there is when you're in Happy Gilmore, dude. Did you not remember?
Mini golf is easier than regular putting, I realized. Because I thought golfing was going to... I knew the chipping was going to be hard.
Does
or whatever.
It translate?
I thought I was going to be a beast at putting because I was like, I'm mini golf. This sits easy, dude. And it's like, it's not flat. It's not even like, you'll hit the ball and it will go 20 feet to the right. It doesn't even make sense.
Yeah, it'll
sometimes.
Arc way.
It's like an illusion, like a mind illusion sometimes.
Yep. Damn, I've never gone real golfing. I don't know. Maybe I'll try it, I guess.
We'll go to the driving range if you come back to the podcast sometime.
You need the car. The car makes it fun.
It's fun to get high.
Ripping around. You're smoking a blunt on the third hole because you're so deep into the woods. Like, that's where golf is.
Yeah,
like,
that's what golf is.
I set the car.
You just need one guy that can golf, too, and then you all just play where his ball is.
Yeah, if you lose your shit, you're like, well, I'll just drop over it.
I'm a Frisbee golf fan.
That makes sense.
Lower, you know, bar for entry. More blunt smoking because the whole thing's in the woods.
True. But you can, I mean, depending on the course, you can pretty well smoke pot.
We got to have a Frisbee golf outing.
You don't want to do it if there's
golf?
An old couple like waiting.
Yeah.
Who's your disc golf team if you could pick two open mic comedians?
Oh, right. I haven't played with many people.
Just off of athletic ability.
I got a full set of discs.
I got a big, I got a lot.
I'm going Andreas.
Oh, that's a good one. I bet he wins.
He's probably got a competitive edge.
Oh, too. For sure. He doesn't like to lose.
That's your first pick?
Yeah.
I'm picking Chris Grieva, dude. Former power lifter. He's going to be launching that Frisbee 1,000 yards right into the hole, dude.
Cass, you get third.
My disc golf pick?
Yeah, who's your pick?
I was honestly going to say you.
I might be good.
I feel like you kind of have like a disc golf
when you pick me,
look.
You get Sean Fulton.
I'm the one who brought it up, dude.
So I'm just saying.
I'm sorry.
We're already a pretty strong team, dude. I arm wrestled him. I think it's going to be a fair match. You know, he's going to be out there whipping.
I can see you out there with the aviators on. Just whipping out a hole in one.
I got a good tomahawk disc. You know what I'm talking about? Really gets through the forest. You know what I mean?
I'm not too good at that.
You could be like the Tiger Woods of disc golf.
No one would know.
Swing just has so much.
I got a fucking buddy from way back that still sends me like Instagrams of people just hitting the chains from really, really far away. You know what I mean? This is how you know Cass picked the right man, dude. I talk in lingo like hitting the chain.
This guy gets the chain.
All right. I'm just saying that's your disc golf team. Cool.
Disc golf was really big. It was really big in Tallahassee. They had the biggest disc golf course in the country, I think.
Honestly,
it was like 10 minutes away from my house. I live next. I hit all the goals you want to live by. Ghislaine Maxwell was in the prison nearby.
Yep.
Biggest disc golf course down the street.
The
I mean, like,
could hang.
Every day you have something to do, you know?
Yeah. Tallahassee, dude. How long did you live in there?
Almost 2 years.
And then you dropped out? Is that what's going on?
Yeah, I did drop out.
But you could have made it if you would have kept plugging
probably.
Away.
I don't know. I was a pretty horrible
what's
student.
What's the point?
What did you study?
I didn't like get to a major. I was in my third year and I didn't have a major, so I feel like that should explain things.
Yeah, good move. And, fuck it.
I was just done.
Yep.
I wasn't having a good time.
You were having a good time?
I wasn't having a good time.
Yeah. I went to fucking community college and it was only 2 years. It was not too difficult, you know what I mean?
Did you make it? You finished?
Yeah, I got an associate's degree in welding as an applied technology.
Ooh,
yeah,
quit bragging.
No kidding, dude. What? The in-laws really love that. They're like, ooh, a welder. That sounds...
Now, dropping out of college and going into food service is the move, dude.
It's fast money. It's fast money, though. It is. Like, well, not for you. You're dishwashing or cooking now, I guess, right?
Cooks make more now than they did before the pandemic.
That's all I do. Yeah, is cook.
I used to make $12 an hour. Pandemic happened. The same places are now $18 an hour.
Yeah, I'm making
the hardest 2 years of their lives.
The new
my
dishwasher.
Ass, dude. They always had the money.
I think there's more money now. So everything costs more. I'm in fucking Goodwill, and you can't even get like I don't know, a DVD for less than $3. You know, you're like, what the fuck, dude?
It's fucked up.
It's ridiculous.
You can't get a bag of chips for less than $7, dude.
Yeah, it's nuts. It's nuts, dude. Money's going downhill quick, baby.
Weed's still $10 a gram.
Yeah, that's nice, dude. It is nice when the black market doesn't catch up as quick.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You're all right. They'll give me a raise at work. I can find somewhere to put that money. You know what I mean?
No, food service just feels like a different comedy scene.
Yeah.
Just so trapped doing this thing.
You got to get on the front of the house, dude. That's where the money is. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's where the worst hours are.
Yeah, I'm a waitress. It is where the money is.
It is where the money is.
That's where you got to deal with the general public, though.
Yeah, you're not good at that.
Well, just suck them off all day for $10 for their breakfast.
You just you guys are so great. Yeah.
Sometimes people are like, "You're great to her." I'm like, "You're a great customer."
See, that's what I'm saying, dude.
A little piece of your soul. We're talking 25-30%.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, dude. Fake laughing at fucking the general public's horrific joke.
That's it.
That kills you inside.
Plus, you gotta like upsell too. You're like, "You look like you need like a purple haze." You know, like that's
right.
Because that just ups the bill.
It's just like people in the back of the house are always like, "You guys make more money than us." I'm like, "Dude, get out here for literally 5 seconds and talk to these people." It's the worst fucking thing I've ever done.
I probably would get fired because I try to be like witty about making fun of people to their face, you know what I mean? But sometimes it's just overt. And then,
I've quit restaurant jobs because the chef was just like disrespectful. Where it's just like, there's so many restaurants. You could quit a restaurant and get hired in two days.
Yeah, so many part of it.
This one guy literally sat us down. It was my first day. Goes, "That was fucking terrible, guys. You should be embarrassed. You should think about that one," and then just left. And I was like, last time I'll ever see that dude. I was like on the bus with the guy. I was like, "Is he always like that?" He goes, "Yeah." I go, "Why do you stick
and
around?"
This is just like after a rush at it.
Yeah, this is just my first night. Started there. I was like, I thought it was like all right, you know. Was like, there were a couple tickets that maybe got like
fucked up,
dragged a little bit, but like it wasn't like anything got really fucked up. And then he was like, "Everyone stay, you gotta have a meeting." And he goes, "That was fucking terrible." I was like,
"He was just the cook.
Who do you think
was
you are?"
"No,
he's the chef."
He is kind of a manager, isn't he?
He thought he was fucking Gordon Ramsay, dude. It's like, you pay me.
Well, he's gonna be if he gets this goddamn
bucks.
Dead weight off his
they
shoulders.
All do, dude.
Yeah, I was holding back, dude. I forgot that one.
They're all fucking getting their recipes off Google and thinking they're geniuses.
Dude. Yeah, too. Yeah, dude. It's all fucking stolen shit, dude. Just dumbass, corny ideas, dude.
I used to work at a flat top grill. You know what I'm talking about? That. Like the fucking Mongolian grills. You know what I mean? Like where they cook
in front of you.
Except for we didn't do a lot of tricks. Maybe a couple here and there, but for the most part, But for the most part, we were just cooking food as fast as we could
really
on a big circular fucking flat thing. With Bob, you know what I mean? And we had divas like that, dude.
Oh yeah,
just fucking divas. They're like, "I cook shit the fastest and you all suck and I hate working with you."
There's nothing worse than a cook that's too gung-ho about it. Because so many of those dudes are like in the halfway house and then some guy goes in and goes, "I'm the shit, dude. Look at me." It's like,
"Yeah, dude.
This is all you have."
This guy would get pissed off, throw down his apron and walk out to his Eagle Town that had a weird front bumper. You know what I mean? You're just like, "All right, dude. We get it. You know, this is your life."
Have you guys ever gotten fired from a job?
Yeah, I have.
One time.
I hate to say it, but I have.
Yeah.
What did you get fired for?
I got fired for being late all the time. I was like in my early 20s, and I worked at a car detailer at a dealership. And if I was late, granted I was wrong because I wasn't on time, but it was not like there was like work just barreling down on people. You know what I mean? We had all day usually to finish whatever showed up on the board. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so the guy goes, after a while, he goes, "You know what? If you're late again, just don't bother showing up." And then I called in. I was like, "Albert, I'm going to be late." He goes, "You know what to do."
That's great.
So I just didn't show up.
That's pretty
funny. What's funny is that the service manager calls me the next day. He goes, "Where the fuck you at?" I go, "Albert fired me." He goes, "Albert can't fire you. He's just some old fucker who worked here forever." And I was like, "Well,
that's bullshit."
I feel like I was fired.
He's like, "Well, you're fired." He's like, "You're fired now." And I was like,
I actually worked with a guy who jokingly fired a guy. Like, he said something, he was like, "You're fired." And then he left and got unemployment because of that.
Yeah.
He was like a good worker. And they were like, "Dude, please come back. We're sorry." And he was like, "You fired me." And it was like, he was just like, "I just don't want to work.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
And it was just like, he was like, so...
Unemployment can do that to people.
Yeah, but you can just like, on a technicality, basically. Like, he didn't even really get fired. He just like said, you're fired. Like
a, oh, yeah, I'm taking it.
Like, okay, see
just
ya.
Gone, goodbye. Boo. I've been waiting for that for so long.
Yeah, you got that one in
just
your pocket.
Just lurk and try to get real buddy-buddy.
With someone say show. Fire?
I'm lighting things on fire. The only time I ever got fired was the chef was, he was like talking shit on some of the new cooks. And I don't know, it just really bothered me. And then one day we were like...
It was a heroic firing. I stood up for heroic. Those cooks.
I was just like, fuck this guy. I'm going to start being lazy if he's going to be a dick. And then he looked at me. He was like, you could just leave. And then I just left. And he was like, as I left, he went, good riddance. The last words I heard.
Yeah.
Good riddance.
Dude, how do you not turn around and drop a fucking...
I don't know. I just left with my head... My knives over my shoulder. Just
you had your own knives?
Goddamn right I did.
Damn,
I'm a real ass cook.
Chuck's Damascus steel over here, dude.
Oh, yeah, dude.
What's your vegetable to chop? If you can chop one vegetable for 45 minutes.
Chives.
Which one?
My fastest, dude. I'm pretty nice with the strawberries.
Strawberries. Ooh. I would never have guessed.
It's a hard chop.
You get them real thin, dude.
That's like chopping chives.
I get them all over the pancakes, dude.
Oh,
every bit of the pancake is covered with strawberries, dude.
That's nice, dude. That's a big thing in cooking, how fast you can cut, dude. Yeah. Do you wear the steel glove?
No, I'm not a bitch. If you keep your hand up like this, like you see how my fingers are like pointed up, you'll never cut yourself. Like you'll just eventually they will just rub against your hand. You'll never cut yourself really. Like
the claw, dude.
The claw's cutting it dumb. Wait, you use the claw? You use your fingers like that? Yeah. That's when you're chopping stuff. He's talking about with a...
Oh, what, a mandolin?
Yeah, mandolin, yeah.
No,
yeah.
I'm talking about cutting with a knife.
You're talking about like that.
You gotta cut with a knife if you're a guy.
I would never use a metal glove with a knife. That's a real bitch move.
That's a real... We were required to, and we always got yelled at because we did not when I worked at the Who Hut.
Really?
Yeah.
I love hearing old fucking kitchen stories. That sounds strict. Usually they're like, these are the cigarette burns on the side of that.
That guy was
board.
A total douche. He was doing cocaine in the office with the servers all night long. The servers were making a fortune. We were making 14 an hour, which was okay. And then he came out like one morning after we did is we bust our ass because you have to do prep, you know what I mean? Before the show starts.
Service starts, yeah. Right. Before the show, dude, I like that.
So the show starts
before the war.
That's right.
Gotta load the ammo into the show. So when the war starts, I got bullets.
That's exactly what we're doing.
I yelled at that guy once like that. I was like, where's the bullets at? We got no fucking... It was like just fucking chopped up celery or something. Like, man, we got no bullets.
Ammo!
That guy load another corn container into the station.
Somebody go to the walk-in. Oh, I forgot what I was even saying. Point is people like to cut.
Food service is crazy. I've never felt more capable of killing somebody than, like, in the morning, like, especially because, like, we open at 7 a.m., so I like there to be at least 15 minutes before somebody walks in the door, if somebody walks in at 7, I'm like, I'm going to kill them.
What are y'all paying prep cooks over there?
Pretty good.
The dishwasher. $17 on his first day, and the old dishwasher was complaining about it today. And I was like, you should say something.
You pretty much got to pay people that nowadays. People are like, look, dude, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah,
I'm used
to
not
McDonald's
working.
For $16. Why would I go to your high end restaurant and make $16?
I was thinking about McDonald's manager, $20 an hour.
Yeah,
like,
dude,
maybe
manager.
I mean, fire some crackheads. Like, get out of here. You smoked too much crack today. Apply again. Maybe I'll hire
run
you.
Run the burger barn, dude. Have you ever seen What's Eating Gilbert Grape?
No,
it's a reference. Burger Barn Comes to Town, dude. I love that movie because it's in Iowa, and it's Johnny Depp is already famous, but what's his name's not Leo. Leo's not, but Leo totally outshines him.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And
that was how he first got big, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think so. That was his breakout role, dude. He went full R-word, dude.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
We've talked about
it. It's a good one, dude. It's a real good one.
You ever seen the Rosie O'Donnell one where she goes full R?
No, dude. Is it good?
It's the one where she went too far. She got in trouble, actually.
Oh, nice.
It was called, God damn.
Nobody came after Leo because he was so good, dude. You really believed it. You
know, it used to be your breakout role, dude.
Yeah, dude.
That's they were all winning awards. Radio, that was Cuba Gooding Jr., yeah. Tom Hanks, obviously.
That's true, dude. That used to be the past. Of course, yeah. We all know. We've all seen Tropic Thunder. We know how it goes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That is one of the best references. Yeah, yeah. Everybody's like, you never go full retard. That's so good. What a quote.
It's such a, fun thing to drop on your friend who just said something and then there's dead air or whatever. You know what I mean? Just like, whatevs, dude.
Nowadays, you got to get actors with actual mental disabilities to play.
That's true, dude. Which is sweet, by
That's never going to happen.
I want to see the award speeches, dude. That's going to be awesome. It's going to be fucking awesome.
Fuck, he's running the light.
Yeah, he's playing the music. Oh, they got a big hook.
He's talking about Peppa Pig again.
He's just telling us how the episode went.
That was distasteful.
Cass, you look you're having a hell of a good time.
You're
cold and you're falling asleep.
I'm not cold. I'm fine. I don't know. I forgot what we were talking about for a second. That's all right.
It was distasteful.
We've done enough time. We do.
I zoned out on purpose, honestly. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Oh, wait. There was a list of things I wanted to talk about other than Facebook. Nope. That was it.
The Facebook Marketplace, is that what it was?
Yeah, that was my fave, dude. One's my fave, dude. That's what I do instead. I do occasionally desk scroll on Instagram, but for the most part, when I catch myself doing that, I switch over to Marketplace because there's only so much shopping that can be done.
Marketplace version of Instagram hose? It just riddles your explore page that you
get. Yeah, dude. I'll be looking at OBS Fords, dude. You know what I mean? And I'm just like, God, I got to click on these OBS Fords.
That happens to me all the time.
Yeah, anyway. All right. Everybody say goodbye or give out any plugs. Do you have any shows or anything? We have to always go to the roast once a month, which is the best.
The roast last Friday of the month, also September 3rd. The Rock Comedy Show, baby. All-Star
Season 4 is debuting on September 3rd.
Yeah, dude. I like those guys.
After the cliffhanger in Season 3, dude.
I like them.
People are dying for Season 4. That's right, baby. We left them hanging
They've
for
had
a while.
Some videos that went pretty big, but they were rap videos. Those guys, same producers.
I'll rap, dude. I'll pivot.
He hasn't told us yet.
They get a hold of you guys on Facebook to buy tickets to that or something to that effect.
Yeah, reach out to me, Chuck.
Yeah, reach out to me personally, Kaz Goodworth. I honestly am running out of tickets to sell, so you'll have to hit me up
fast. I still have all 20 of mine. My mom's getting knee surgery. She can't go. Please, buy one of my tickets. Mr. Rock is going to ask me to leave.
If you don't sell any tickets. How much are the tickets?
$25.
Yeah, it's a stacked show.
Yeah.
It's a stacked show.
Dude, it's featuring Chuck Lewis and Kaz Goodwin.
You heard him here today, guys. If you're thirsty for more, get out to that Rock Comedy Show.
You can't get enough of this. Google dude, I had a guy at Cal's Cantina. I had the owner of Cal's Cantina buy two tickets off of me.
Two tickets to Paradise.
And you know who he didn't? You know who he didn't buy two tickets off of?
I didn't have the idea before I opened.
You
up
didn't
the
sell
mic.
Him on the mic. That was one of the funnier things. Your sales pitch on the mic.
That's funny.
Anyway, okay. Well, you know where to find.
You didn't let me plug anything, dude.
Well, sorry, dude. Get it.
I got some shit to plug, but
plug it.
I don't actually want anyone to go
it
there.
Low
so
key.
Yeah, we're gonna keep it on the down.
Find Blake Scala on Instagram.
Doing the Strand Theater thing in Zalianopal next month, whenever that is. Look it up on their website.
Is that up in Zalianopal?
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. That's
There's
great,
never any women
it's a great
on
place,
that
dude.
One.
That'll be cool.
Never
it's
any
350-seat venue. And,
that's why I'm not there.
I don't even have
reason.
350 followers, so I don't...
You heard it here, folks. Right here. Do not follow or give fandom to this man. Other than that, say goodbye, everybody.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Another pod in the bag. Glad to have Cass here for the first time. We're getting... Checking the dust off. I don't understand. Anyway, the point is probably have her back. You know what I mean? Speaking of, you know what I mean? There's something I've been saying too much. I listened back to today's episode. You know what I mean? And it's, you know what I mean? God damn it. You ever catch yourself doing that kind of stuff? There was something I used to say nifty too much. And then there was something else. The great thing, you can break the habit, folks. So I am going to try to stop saying that. God damn, was it annoying. You know what I mean? Funny thing. We were talking about
cutting in restaurantes today in the podcast. Blake cut himself because he wasn't wearing a steel mesh glove. I saw him at the next mic, which was fantastically ironic, I thought. But anyway, it turns out not only are these people all comedians, but they were all in the service industry. So today I have selected a whatever artist, and we're going with the band Live. Not Live, but Live, but spelled the same as Live. So if you want to look up Live, find their album, Throwing Copper. This is from 1994. The song is Waitress. Come on, baby, listen, she was behind. She was a bitch, but I don't care. She brought her food out on time. Wore a funky blend in her hair. Come on, baby, listen, she was behind. She was a bitch, good enough to leave some shame. Everybody's good enough for some shame. The girl's got family, she needs cash to buy aspirin for her pain. Everybody's good enough for some shame. Some fucking change. Come on, baby, leave some change behind. She was a bitch, but I don't care. She brought her food out on time. Wore a funky bread in her hair. Come on, baby, leave some change behind. She was a bitch, good enough to be some change. Everybody's good enough for some change. We all get the flu, we all get AIDS. We've got to stick together after all. Everybody's good enough for some change. Some fucking I'm sorry, sir. We don't accept cash.